Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, animal health executive recruiter and veterinary recruiter Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health and veterinary industries. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we'll be talking about strategies and tips for hiring animal health and veterinary talent in this market. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Julia. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today.
Stacy, as we've been discussing in recent podcast episodes, this is a challenging market for hiring talent, is it not?
Yes, it is. And I know that I've said this before, but it bears repeating that this is the tightest market for talent that I've seen in my career as an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter. There are simply far more job openings and opportunities in the market than there are qualified candidates to fill them. As a result, employers must be more intentional and proactive about their hiring efforts, and they must invest more time, energy, and effort into the process.
So, which strategies and tips are we going to discuss today, Stacy?
We're going to focus on the two most important stages of the hiring process for employers, the recruiting stage and the negotiation stage.
Why are these the two most important parts?
Because these are the stages during which most candidates make their decisions regarding whether or not they really want the job. Top candidates are most at risk for dropping out during the recruiting stage, and of course, they're at risk for turning down an organization's offer of employment during the negotiation stage. A candidate accepting an offer of employment is not a foregone conclusion. That hasn't been the case for quite some time, and it's certainly not the case in the current market.
Where would you like to start?
I'd like to start with what employers must do during the recruiting stage of the hiring process to keep top candidates engaged and interested. This involves selling on the part of the employer, and I know that we've touched upon this topic before, but I'd like to explore it on a deeper level today. The reason for this is that selling by the employer has never been more important. There has never been a time when animal health companies and veterinary practices have needed to do this more than right now. When it comes to hiring top animal health and veterinary talent, this is a prerequisite. And this is broken down into two parts.
Okay, so tell us about the two parts, Stacy.
The two parts are what an employer is selling and how they're selling it. We've addressed the first part on a previous podcast episode, so I'm going to briefly mention what's involved with that. There are five main things that an employer must sell to candidates during the hiring process. They include, number one, the position itself. Two, the position's potential for growth. Three, the organization's potential for growth. Four, the company culture. And five, the candidate's potential for growth.
Stacy, is this part of what you meant by being proactive?
Absolutely. Top candidates are not going to sell themselves. The employer must sell them and sell them convincingly, which brings me to the second part of the recruiting stage of the hiring process. This part involves how an employer sells their opportunity to candidates. After all, selling a job opportunity is like selling anything else. If you sell it poorly, no one is going to buy. Unfortunately, there are some organizations that are not aware they should be selling their opportunities, and even if they are aware, they're not selling them very well. Employers that do a poor job in this area are more likely to miss out on top talent and see that talent hired by their competition.
How should employers sell their opportunity to top candidates?
I have four tips for employers that want to sell their employment opportunity to candidates the right way. The first tip is to understand what you're selling. This might seem like it goes without saying, but we have to say it. In other words, thoroughly understand the job description, which is everything the person is expected to do and everyone with whom they'll work. However, you must also keep in mind that this is just the first step, which is why it's our first tip. Top passive candidates are never sold on just the job description alone. The second tip is to clearly communicate what you're selling. Communication during the recruiting stage of the hiring process is critical. Actually, it's critical during all stages of the process, but during this stage especially. Communicating what you're selling means talking about the opportunity in detail and providing specifics. This will show candidates not only that you're laser focused about what you're looking for, but also provide them with enough information to help them make a decision.
Stacy, we've also discussed this before, but this also means that everyone involved with the hiring process must be on the same page. Is that right? So they're all communicating the same things and the right message.
Yes, that is correct. The only thing worse than not communicating enough with candidates is miscommunicating with them and sending mixed messages. Candidates will think that you're not organized and that you don't have your act together. And if that's what they think, then they will not want to work for your organization.
That makes sense. So what's our next tip for how employers should sell the job opportunity?
The third tip is to frame the conversation in terms of what they